This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of the City Wire.
Well, it's good to be here. This feels weird talking to you face to face. I hope this goes well.
Well, we'll find out. Welcome to Northwest Arkansas. You come up here
frequently,
yeah,
but just usually not at this time on a Friday. So.
And it's nice because this has been a big news week.
It has been. It's been a huge news week, and we know that between Thanksgiving and Christmas, everything slows down, so we were prepared for it to slow down, so we prepared the wrong way, as usual.
So. First, we'll talk about the Whirlpool plant deal, which was a little bit of good news in a bad situation, and now?
It's just another situation. Whirlpool, the thing with Whirlpool is Governor Beebe has even said it, so this isn't Michael Tilley, is that they need to get that building out of the hands, that 2 million square foot facility out of the hands of Whirlpool, because Whirlpool's made it difficult to recruit companies. They don't want a competitor in that building. Anybody that's even remotely attached to anything that Whirlpool does, they don't want them to have use of that facility. So it limits, obviously, who you can recruit. There was a company out of Ontario, Canada, Infinity Asset Solutions, had a pending deal to buy it. And Whirlpool announced prematurely that they had bought it, and Infinity said, no, well, not yet. Sure enough, the deal didn't go through. So we're back to the community in the States, back to working with Whirlpool. And if Whirlpool is as difficult to work with as I've experienced from the media side, if they're even half as difficult working on the economic development side, that's not a good thing for Fort Smith.
They do not have the reputation now as being a good neighbor.
No, I mean, more like a not even a neighbor. Like, you know, they've abandoned the property and it's
absentee landlord.
Absentee landlords are the best way to look at it. And, I go back to Governor Beebe, who's very diplomatic. He's very careful in the words he uses. He's always been kind of, you know, down the road, doesn't want to pick sides. But when he comes out and says he's not happy with them, upset with them, and doesn't like working with them, and that they're not making it easy, then that must really be bad. So I just, you know, Fort Smith, the Fort Smith area, all Arkansas, frankly, because when you lose that many jobs out of an area of Arkansas, it affects the whole state. So we need hopefully this will change hands.
You mentioned Governor Beebe; he was in Fort Smith yesterday with an announcement of up to more than 100 new jobs.
Right, 120 new jobs. I was really, you know, Walter. They make the pistol that James Bond uses in his movies,
right.
And I had asked BB's office if he would in any way turn around and pose like James Bond, but obviously we knew that wasn't going to happen. But we asked anyway. But yeah, Walter is in Umarex. They're co-located there at Chaffee Crossing. Walter has picked Fort Smith to be its North American headquarters. Good deal. And yes, over the next 3 to 5 years, could be 120 new jobs. And Kyle, these are not. These are not $7-$8 an hour jobs. These could be good white collar jobs, the thing that Fort Smith really needs. So it's a good announcement. They're going to make a $7 million investment in the facility. And I've talked to the chamber officials, Tim Allen and Paul Harville there, and they plan on marketing it also. You know, say, look, here's a global gun manufacturer, gun distributor with a good name. And they picked Fort Smith to be their North American headquarters. So they're going to market that. So there's some ancillary benefit there with that as well. But, you know, if there's a time that we needed some good news, it's nice to kind of end the year on a positive. And the chambers even teased that they have a couple other projects in the pipeline that could go. Now, they always preface it by saying that, just like with the Whirlpool thing, mm-hmm. anything could go south at the last minute. But we're still optimistic.
Unemployment numbers came out. They're up over the previous month for both Northwest Arkansas and the Fort Smith Metro, but down compared to last year at this time.
Yes. And again, Northwest Arkansas continues just to heat up. There was a slight dip in both the number. There was a dip in the number of employed in the area and a slight increase in the number of unemployed. Northwest Arkansas we're not worried about. I mean, 5%. There were, I think, less than 35 of the 372 metro areas in the country that have that kind of – so they're doing well. But still in Fort Smith, I think we're 46, 47 consecutive months above 7%. The number of unemployed increased back over 10,000 in that metro area. So it's still struggling, and we're beginning to see it also, I think, in the sales tax collections. The collections were strong relatively strong in the first probably first half, first 8-9 months of the year. We're starting to see it trend back down. So that's a sign. That's a sales tax collections are a very clear and direct sign of consumer confidence. So we'll see, and we'll see what the numbers are from Black Friday also to see if there's any sales there.
Finally, I have two questions about your reporter Kim Souza. One, does she ever sleep?
No. She says she does. I'm starting to worry about her. I encourage her not to get burned out on me.
She covers a lot of things that happen in Northwest Arkansas. I bump into her at almost everything I'm at, and then I see her byline on about twice as many things that I'm not at. She has on the citywire.com right now an interview with Tom Coughlin.
Right, and I'm sure most of your listeners in Northwest Arkansas, probably around the state or around the area, remember him. He was the number two guy at Walmart, the vice chairman of the board. He was a Sam Walton protege. I mean, he came here at a very young age. Sam Walton handpicked him, and he began in helping work security for all the new Walmart stores as they grew out. And unfortunate end to his career, you know, pled guilty to the frauds, and he served his sentence. He served his time, and so he's free of that now, so to speak. But he had watched, and his family had read some of the stories we'd been doing on the Walmart, the supplier community, and felt that we'd be a good source for him to somewhat reemerge. And so Kim Souza, he agreed to an interview with Kim Souza, and we put that out on the CityWire, getting very interesting traffic, a lot of good feedback from that. So I thought it was interesting that he and Kim even said there was no animosity, no bitterness. He still respects Walmart, and even said he thinks the best days are still ahead for Walmart. So, you know, and he's working as a retail consultant. Obviously, he's got a little bit of expertise in that,
and still a relatively young man, early 60s,
right? 63, and you know, he told a good story about how the partnerships, and that's our focus with the supply side. We look at the suppliers to that Walmart engine. And he talked about how those relationships have to be good for both partners, and he learned that from Sam. You know, he had talked to they decided to buy a security company when they were first expanding, so they wouldn't have to buy all the security stuff from another company. They just cut out the middleman and buy the company. And he negotiated a $100,000 deal down to $45,000, and Coughlin thought Sam would just be real happy about that. And Sam said, "No, I appreciate what you did, but we're going to pay the $100,000 because if the $100,000 has to be good, that deal has to be good for both partners." And so he said that was one of the biggest lessons going forward. So interesting story.
Is that, when you started the CityWire.com, the sort of thing that, I mean, the supply side series, I mean, does being a web presence give you that sort of freedom?
Yeah, well, it does. It gives us that kind of flexibility. You know, it does. It takes zero production money, time, well, not zero time, but to turn a different angle like that. And we were encouraged. We were up here, and there were several folks, including Cameron Smith, who's been very generous with his time, who said, "Look, you know, I like all the stuff you're doing, but if you really want to focus on a niche up here that no one is covering, you need to look at the Walmart supplier community." And so we did, and all those folks who encouraged us to do that were right. It's been a huge benefit. We're getting a lot of great feedback, and we're getting feedback, interestingly enough, from the suppliers who we always thought just wanted to fly under the radar. They didn't want any press. And what we're hearing is that, yeah, they want their story to be told. And often, you know, there are 1,300-something companies up here, and they're all in their narrow little field with Walmart, so sometimes they don't know who the other players are in the supplier community. So we're starting to get feedback that they appreciate learning about other folks in the supplier community.
Finally, will we know the next time you and I talk who the next football coach is at the University of Arkansas?
Well, I've put my application in. I haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
So, but I think I could beat a Sun Belt Conference team.
Okay. There are several SEC coaches this year that did not. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com.